Okay, well, our panel is ready, and so are you, I can tell. So we'll go ahead and get started. And on this presentation that I know I am looking forward to, a little bit of kimono opening as far as what's going on at TEA with our educator sanction investigation through the entire process. And to get us started, I'm going to introduce our panel moderator, Tiger Hanner, who represents employees all around the state, along with a diverse practice of other employee representation outside the education context. Tiger, please introduce us to our speakers.
Thank you very much. It is delightful to be here again this morning. The program says that I'm the moderator, and after we all kind of met and started talking about our presentation, I think my role is kind of be the Boston Red Sox fan, which is to bitch and moan a lot and maybe throw things as they speak. It is my pleasure to introduce my panelists. To my immediate left is Daniel Beruman. Daniel is the head of intake for the Texas Education Agency. To his left is Tina Farrell. Tina is the director of investigations. And to the far left is Sarah Wolf, who is new, I believe, to the agency, or at least is now basically, her title is senior director of law and policy and some other stuff. But basically, she is the head of the legal division at TEA. Our goal today is to try to demystify the investigations process for all of us, because it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. When a report gets made to TEA, it seems like behind the curtain, things are going on. So hopefully today, this will kind of explain the process. And then myself, as an employee lawyer, will share my concerns and my thoughts kind of about the process and some of the struggles that I and my clients may see, and maybe some, hopefully, school districts also may see. We definitely want to encourage questions during our time. This is an opportunity for you to kind of demystify this process and figure out how they do what they do, and I'll turn it over from there.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. What we want to do today is kind of just provide you an outlook of what we see from our eyes as agents from TEA, and provide you just kind of a way to look at it from our point of view. One of the things that we do is Tina and I work collaboratively together as a unit in the Educator Investigations Division. I oversee the intake. She oversees the investigations. So I deal with all the public schools, all the superintendents, and all the administrators with all the referrals that come in through the state of Texas. Once we make a determination if a case is going to be open, we make the referral and put the case packet together and send it over to Tina's group. You know, our main priority is student safety, as well as educating the school districts on proper reporting techniques. When we talk about student safety, we're talking about educating schools, working with CAC centers, working with our own agency within our internal agency, talking to law enforcement agencies, working with DFPS, CPS, and also talking to parents. We'll give you a breakdown of our investigations division. It's comprised of three units. It's our EID intake, which is supervised by myself, and I have eight analysts that work under me. Then it's Tina's division, and she has eight investigators that currently work with her. Mm-hmm. And she has one open investigator position right now that she's currently conducting interviews for. And then we have our special investigations division that David also oversees. Our entire unit is under our governance department, and it's overseen by David Rodriguez. Some of the trends that we're currently seeing with the reports that we're receiving from the Texas school districts are for 2023, solicitation of inappropriate relationships with students. We opened 402 cases of inappropriate relationship with students. Violence, abuse against students, we opened 334 cases. Drugs and alcohol in schools, 246 cases. Violence out of school, which are felony level, 185 cases. Miscellaneous cases, 161. Sexual misconduct cases, 151.